Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with gerontologist Alan Klein, author of The Healing Power of Humor, as well as many other books on humor. And we'll be talking about how humor can help us heal emotionally and physically. But first, in keeping with the topic of today's show, our healing meditation is going to be around sending love, smiles, and laughter energy to anyone suffering physically or emotionally. So we're going to open our hearts and smile as we send them this love. So let's go ahead and begin. By closing your eyes, take a deep breath in, and just send all that love and good energy to anyone suffering. One more deep breath in just to anchor that and release it. So I want to remind you that I've expanded the Monday show, where I used to be doing the show on Mondays on the first and fifth Monday of the month. Beginning in August, I will be doing the show, in addition to Tuesdays, every Monday except the second Monday of the month. So I like to just say every Monday, it's easier to remember. And then if you accidentally tune in on the second Monday, you just will hear somebody other than me who will probably have a great show too. So beginning in August, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And I'm doing a slightly different format from Tuesday's show. I'll still continue to have the great kind of guests that we've been having. But during the last 15 minutes of the show, instead of doing the light bulb moment like I do on Tuesday's show, I'm going to be doing call-in for intuitive coaching and tarot reading. And we started that yesterday. And so if you go and listen to yesterday's archive, you'll hear kind of how that's all going to work. So would love to have you call in on Monday's show to get that intuitive coaching. And personally, tomorrow is moving day. Finally, you know that I've been leading up to this for the last 6 or 8 weeks with getting my house ready, getting it on the market, getting it sold, doing all the purging. Well, now I'm doing all my final purging as I move from a 3-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom apartment. So I'm really excited to get settled and finally be able to kind of move forward. And one of the things that I've really noticed as I've been going through this process of getting ready to move is my procrastination showing up. And what that made me think about is that I used to think about being a procrastinator as being a fault or a weakness to procrastinate. And over the last several years, I really have embraced the value in being a procrastinator. And it shows up in many ways in my life, but there is a gift in procrastination. And I've learned not to think of it as a fault, but rather to think of it as a gift. And during this show's light bulb moment towards the end of the show, I'm going to talk about how it is a gift and how you can use things that you consider to be your faults, how you can find the gift in them. So listen for later in the show for that light bulb moment. Well, Alan has been waiting as I've been sharing these announcements with you. So let me introduce him to you. Comedian Jerry Lewis has said that Alan Klein is a noble and vital force watching over the human condition. Klein is the world's only jollytologist and author of 19 books. He's the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, a certified speaking professional designation from the National Speakers Association, and a Toastmasters Communication and Leadership Award. His books include The Healing Power of Humor, Learning to Laugh When You Feel Like Crying, and The Art of Living Joyfully. Let's welcome Alan Klein to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Alan.
Hello, and I'm glad I'm not moving. If you saw my house, you'd understand why.
Well, you and I were talking before the show started that neither of us really enjoy moving. And, you know, I just, I can't imagine moving a bigger house. I have a small house. So I can't imagine moving a bigger house. So,
right.
So we'll just
except, you know, you talked about like there's always an advantage and the disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be a great way to clean out stuff that I probably haven't looked at for years.
Absolutely.
And get rid of that. It's only clogging up my life. So maybe I should do a pretend move, like I'm going to move but don't really move.
Well, I'll tell you, that's something, it would have to be a pretend move that I really believed in order for it to work for me.
Right.
Because I spent 13 years not cleaning out stuff. Actually, my cousin was over yesterday because she took some furniture that had been our grandmother's. And we were talking about, you know, the packing and the moving. She's like, well, this is kind of what my whole house is like. And she says, I keep thinking, well, I'll just do one room a week. And I never do it. And that's what I've found. If I don't have some deadline, like the movers are coming tomorrow, I just
right,
don't do
right.
it.
Deadlines are great. You know, they're fabulous because you get things done. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, they are. And the deadlines are my friend. I have learned that in my life.
Good.
So
good.
You are all about humor. And using humor sometimes in ways that we wouldn't think of because they are difficult or sad situations, and bringing humor into them. And, you know, I'd love for you to tell your story of how you got started on this.
Sure. Well, it started over 30 years ago. My wife, Ellen, went to the doctor just for a physical checkup, and they did some tests, and results came back, and the doctor called her up and said, you know, Ellen, I don't like the results here. I need to put you in the hospital, and we need to do some other tests. And he said, I'm not sure what I see here, but it looks like you have a rare liver disease, primary biliary cirrhosis. And the reason I'm a little puzzled is because mostly women over 65 get this illness, and you're only 31.
Wow.
So they put her in the hospital, they did the test, and they did confirm that she had primary biliary cirrhosis. There was no liver transplants at the time, so there really was no cure. And indeed, Ellen did pass away 3 years later at 34, and leaving me with our 10-year-old daughter. It was a very, very difficult time. But as I look back, I realize Ellen had a great sense of humor. In fact, we would always ask each other, why are we still married when so many of our friends were getting divorced? And one of the things she would say to me is, because you always make me laugh. And so humor was a really big part in our relationship. And she had a great sense of humor, even during those three difficult years, although there was a lot of tears also.
Right.
I'll give you one example. She was in the hospital with a copy of Playgirl magazine with the nude male photo, and she said, "Alan, I really like this man this month. Can you put it on the wall by the hospital bed over here?" And I said, "Ellen, this is a hospital. It's a little risque for that." And she said, "Well, maybe you're right." She said, "Why don't you get a leaf from the plant and cover up, you know, that part?" And I did that, and things were fine for the first day, fine for the second day. But by the third day, the leaves start shriveling up and revealing what we were trying to conceal. So we start laughing, and we came home from the hospital, and we would just remember that incident, and we would start to laugh. And when I look back, I realize that wasn't a lot of laughter. It was a very difficult time. It was a sad time. But that laughter, if nothing more than momentarily, lifted us up, gave us a little reprieve, gave us a break from what we were going through, gave us a little bit of hope. And so after Ellen died, I went back to school to learn about therapeutic humor because I saw how powerful it was in our little situation. And Norman Cousins was talking about how he healed himself with humor. And so I went back to school. I got a master's degree in human, H-U-M-A-N, development. And my thesis was The Healing Power of Humor, which turned into my first book of the same name.
Well, I love that your choice to go down that path came out of a personal experience, because I think that that is always so powerful for us. And we need to take a little break now, but when we come back, I want to talk about, once you went through the education, what came next. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about how you can use humor in your life to help you when you're going through physical or emotional difficulties. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is author Alan Klein, and we're talking about the healing power of humor today with Alan. And, you know, Alan, what I'd love for you to share with listeners is a little bit about the, you know, kind of the science part around why humor is helpful to us.
Right. Well, I'm going to switch a little and go to laughter.
Sure.
Because the
okay.
physical... As I said, humor's more seeing the funny, and I really believe that can help us cope. But the laughter, actually, this physical things that happen in our body. So if you have a good hearty, why don't you laugh with me, Laura? See what happens. Now, I don't know about you, but I had to take a big breath of fresh air in when I was done laughing.
Yes.
And so doing that, I'm clearing out the stale air out of my lungs. I'm oxygenating my blood so I could think better, because cleaner blood is going, oxygenated blood is going to my brain. When you have a good hearty laugh, you relax a lot. Your muscles relax. It's a great muscle relaxer. In fact, you probably know you laugh sometimes. What happens? You pee in your pants.
Yes, it makes you laugh even more.
Right, because what happens is you're relaxing your muscles. And so there's a number of physiological benefits. Your heart rate goes up. Your blood pressure goes up when you have a good hearty laugh. When you stop laughing, it dips below normal. So it's very much like an aerobic exercise. So physiologically, laughter is really very beneficial.
So then switching it up to the humor side of things.
Right. Well, the humor, for me, if you could find something funny in any situation, I don't care what the situation, if you could find some humor there, you are getting a different perspective of it. You are seeing it differently. You're seeing it from a different side. And that's why it helps you to cope, because you don't get so caught up in the situation. It gives you a little step back. You see it differently, and you start to laugh when you see that humor. And it's just not as big and heavy on your shoulders as it was when you laugh at it.
Right, right. So let's say that I am in a really difficult place emotionally, and it could be for any reason, really, but, you know, I'm kind of depressed. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my brain really is having trouble with that perception shift to be able to see the humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I shift that? How do I start to make that change so that I can get that benefit?
Okay, I think the first thing is to realize you're in that situation. And
right.
that you don't want to be there. And maybe it's only temporary, and maybe that will be a way to realize that this is, you know, this will change, this too will change. But I think, for me these days, the latest thing that I've come up with is our intention. So if you can, you know, you wake up in the morning, how do you wake up? So you realize, yeah, you know, I'm not doing so great. Well, start the very first thing in the morning with an intention to slightly maybe get away from that, to look for the humor in the day, to call up
right.
a friend that you could laugh together that supports you, to read something uplifting that could help lift you up from that, whatever you're going on. In other words, intend to start moving away from that situation. And it may take one day, it may take 10 days, I mean, you don't know, but at least you started the first step to getting away from the difficulty. So well,
I would say that just reminds me of something that I guess a couple of weeks ago we talked about, is that just doing something different, you'll get a different result. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so setting your intention to do something that you haven't done before. I know for me that I love funny animal videos. And I always laugh if I see them. And that's not finding the humor in my own situation, but it is a shift in helping change my mood.
Right. Well, that was one of the other steps down the road. Once you put your intention out to lighten up, then you need to look at what helps you to lighten up.
Right.
So I have props around. One of my favorite things is a red clown nose. You know, it's hard if you put that on. It's hard not to laugh if you put that on and look in the mirror.
I'm just thinking about it. It makes me laugh.
I know. And see what I mean? It's these little things. Most of us are not stand-up comedians.
Right.
But I'm talking about little things to change your life. So have props around. Have photos around of people that help you lighten up or laugh. Or loved ones that can help you to laugh. I have an autographed photo of Woody Allen I'm looking at right now, and it makes me smile when I look at his silly face.
Uh-huh.
I have a picture of my daughter when she was a teenager and wanted a cream pie thrown in her face, which makes me smile. I have toys around that I like that, you know, it's not going to make maybe you laugh, Laura, but it makes my heart sing, and it puts a smile on my face.
Right. We have to know what works for us, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So get some of that stuff around. What is there a cartoonist you like? Is there a comedian you like? You need to get more of that in your life, you know, once you put that intention to lighten up.
And I love that your starting point is the intention, because we're intending things every thought that we have in our brain.
Right. Every second of the day we're deciding, you know, are we going to be positive or negative? We don't realize it.
Right. We're not doing it consciously. So it's getting conscious about what is it that I want to intend in my life.
Right. It's almost, I mean, an analogy, I guess, would be you get in your car and you just start driving, as opposed to getting in your car and know where you're going.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, how do you start your day? Do you get in your car, you know, and you just go anywhere? Or do you have this intention, I'm going to get to a lighter place or whatever that is?
Right.
It's so important. I just found a quote that I like. I may be paraphrasing a little by Goethe, and it said, at the moment of commitment, the entire universe conspires to assist you.
I have seen that quote too, and
it's so true, because if my intention is to lighten up, I can almost guarantee your listeners, if that's the intention when they wake up in the morning and they continue, maybe even put a little sign above your computer or in your refrigerator, you know, I want to lighten up today, that's my intention, people will be attracted to you more. And people, you know, those people that are also looking to lighten up, you're going to be attracted to, and you'll be attracted to them. And so your day will be lighter.
Right. Right. That just reminded me of a book that I was exposed to a few years ago, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. You might know it. It's the opposite of paranoia. It was a made up word, but it was the word was something else, noia, which now I can't remember. Mm. And it was this idea that the universe is conspiring for your benefit.
Yeah,
and
it is. You know, there
is
such
paranoia, which is conspiring against you.
Right, right. I am really into abundance, and that there is abundance all around us.
Uh-huh.
And I find money on the street all the time. I mean, the other day I found 52 cents in three different, it added up from three different places.
Wow.
And I have a cousin, unfortunately she's passed away, but she would walk the dog with me and she'd go, "You're always finding money." And so I ran ahead and I dropped a dollar bill on the ground and she walked right over it.
She didn't see it.
Yes. And this is what I'm talking about with intention. You
right.
don't, if you're looking for money, you are going to find it. And if you're not looking, you're going to walk right over it.
Right. Yeah. It's what we focus on in our lives that expands. So we want to focus on what we want, not what we don't like.
Right. And that's why not only do I focus on humor, but I focus on the positive. And so I've written a number of books. I think you mentioned one, The Art of Living Joyfully.
Alan, we're going to need to take a break. We're having a little bit of a sound issue. So we're going to go to a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your quotes. We'll be
Great.
Right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on The Laura Longley Show. My guest today is happiness and humor and jollycologist author Alan Klein, talking about using humor to help us feel better, both physically and emotionally. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Alan. So, Alan, can you give your contact info for listeners?
Sure. I'm on the web, on the internet. It's www.alanklein.com. And you need to spell both those names right. It's ALLENKLEIN.com. So www.alanklein.com. And if people want to email me, it's humor, H-U-M-O-R, at Alan Klein, A-L-L-E-N-K-L-E-I-N, .com.
Great. And so on your website, can people get books there? What's available to them there?
Right. There's a lot of articles about humor and laughter that actually if they have bulletin boards or want to include it in any emails, so long as I get credit, they can use those articles. There's my books. I have 20 books in print, actually 19 right now. 20 is coming out in November. So those are available. And there are other recommended books that I recommend on humor and laughter. And just all about what I do as a professional speaker, a keynote presentation, and workshop leader.
Great. And speaking of all your books, I want to talk about The Art of Living Joyfully, which is a book of quotes. And how do you find that it's useful for people to use these kinds of quotes?
Well, I love, you know, we talked about intention, and the reason I love quotations, because in like one sentence, they often will say exactly what you were thinking or want to do or intend to do, and I find them really uplifting sometimes. And so people, The Art of Living Joyfully, what I love to do is just open it up and see what it says. So what I opened up right now was to a new day. So there's and nature. So there's quotes on that. So here's one my eye just fell on by Robin Williams, the comedian, which is very appropriate for our show today. Spring is, although this is not spring, but he says spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. So, you know, maybe you want to use that for your thought for the day. It's okay, my thought for the day is let's party today. Whatever happens, let's party. But I also find the quotes, sometimes people find a quote that really speaks to them. And I get letters from people that have read it. And this one woman, she said she had rather a difficult teenage year. She said, I was raped twice when I was a teenager. She said, I have never told anyone about it for 55 years until I found a quote in one of your books by Dale Carnegie about taking back my power. And she says, now I have finally confronted it. I've taken back my power and I've gotten on with my life. Just from one simple quote. So there
were... Yeah, I'm a huge believer in we get what we need when we need it, right? And so, you know, the idea of opening randomly, you're going to get what you need for that day or that situation right there. And if you can be open to it, so intention, being open to what's in this for me, you'll find things that resonate.
Right. So I'm amazed because I didn't write these quotes, but I assemble them in a certain way, in a certain order, different categories so people can go just to the index and like here's a section on positive thoughts or spirituality or wealth, and they can just focus on those. But yes, we get what we need. You know, it's why it's so amazing sometimes I can go see the same movie a second time. And I'll see things in it I've never seen before.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think quotes are just incredible to help us get through the day, help us get through life. And it's funny how my quote books came about because when I did my first book, The Healing Power of Humor, which is now in a 38th, 9th printing in 9th foreign language, I had all these quotes left over about humor, laughter, and play. And I put them all together into a book that that was sold because of Og Mandino. I don't know if you know that name, but He promised, I'm a speaker, and so he was speaking to the audience, said he's promising that if you send the proposal to his publisher, they will take a look at it. And they liked what I put together, and they published it. And since then, those quotations books have sold over 400,000 copies.
Wow.
But, you know, I was just, again, I think, like what you just said, I was at the right time in the right place with the right material. Because now my new publisher, Viva Editions, who did the Art of Living Joyfully, has gotten my quote books in Costco, Office Depot, Papyrus card shops, Hallmark card shops, places like that. So it's really accessible now to more people than ever.
Wow, that's great. That really is great. So I want to shift a little bit from the books to talk about your workshops and what people learn in the workshops and why somebody might want to go to one.
Well, they're mostly these. I used to do all-day workshops, so mostly now I'm keynote speaker, and so I'll open a conference or I'll close a conference when things are really heavy. I speak a lot in the medical world, a lot for nurses, for nursing homes, for hospice. I do a lot of hospice conferences. And I really have structured it, and whether I'm doing a half hour or 6 hours, same structure, and it's on the letters L-A-U-G-H, laugh. So the L is let go, because I don't think we can get on with this life or you know, relieve some of our stress until we start letting go of things. And I do some wonderful exercises, and any of your listeners can do this too. If you're angry, upset about anything, get a balloon, blow it into the balloon, and let that balloon go. And just watch that stress dissipate. Now, it may not do it right away, but it's a playful way as a reminder that you have the power to let go of that stress. So we do exercise like that in letting go. And then A is attitude. You know, things are the way they are, and it's our attitude that makes the difference. And again, we need to find the humor and the laughter, the intention, all of that we talked about. And then U is Y-O-U. I kind of cheated there, that you're the only one that can go get laughter, right? And I couldn't think of a word with you that fit. And see, you make up whatever you, I call myself a jollytologist. You know, you make up whatever you want, right? So the G is go do it. And I do some of the exercise in the Healing Power of Humor book, which has 14 techniques, like smiling, like the props. Everyone gets a clown nose, and they take that out in the world and use it. And then the H is just open your humor eyes and ears and look and listen for humor, because it's all around us. One example, I was in a laundromat, and I looked on the wall, and there was a sign, and the sign said, "When the machine stops, remove all your clothing," which I did.
Uh-huh.
Remove all your clothing. Get it? Anyhow.
Yeah, it took me a minute.
It takes a while. Yeah, sometimes humor takes a little longer. I know. So
right,
I put
right,
it all
yeah.
together in this neat little L-A-U-G-H package.
So it gives us a foundation, really, to...
Right, and a way of remembering to let go when things stress you out, or that you have the power to change your attitude, or to go do it and find the humor.
Yeah. Well, you know, the letting go, it just reminded me, well, not reminded me, but it related to when I had just opened your book to a quote as we were talking about, you know, opening randomly to a quote. And the one that my eyes lit upon was, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your future plans. That was
right.
The one. And,
right.
You know, and that's it all about letting go, right? It's understanding that we don't control what happens to us. And we go with the flow and we accept whatever it is and we find the humor in it when it's not what we want.
Well, that's ideal, yes, but somehow human beings have trouble doing that.
Yes,
I mean,
we
animals.
Do.
I look at my dog. She's always going with the flow, you know? She's
right.
Always, you know, doing things at the moment, not pre-planning and then being disappointed because it didn't happen.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, animals are really good at being in the moment.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, we could definitely use some help from them or some guidance from them. So,
yeah, I think children
also.
Hang around children.
Yes. Children are great.
Yeah. So, you know, we can learn from children, from animals, to start to let go. Because I think it's in the Zen tradition. It's what causes us unhappiness is holding on to stuff. And so because we expect it to be a certain way, and then, of course, the world isn't that way. And so, and it's a way to find humor too, because when you start letting go, you're not so attached to things. So you, as you just said, you go with the flow.
Right. Well, we're going to need to wrap things up. I really do appreciate you being here to share humor with us. And would you give your contact information one more time for people, please?
Sure. On the internet, it's www.alanklein.com, and Alan is spelled A-L-L-E-N, Klein is spelled K-L-E-I-N. So it's www.alanklein.com.
Great, and we can all take this as finding ways to lighten up and find more humor, regardless of where we're at in life. Well, thank you again, Alan. We're going to
thank you, and remember to keep it light.
Yes. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how procrastination is a gift for me and how you can find gifts in your own faults. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. demanding more change, and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Alan Klein about using humor to help you feel better both emotionally and physically. And you can find out more about Alan at alanklein.com. That's AlanKlein.com. Some other ways to get information about how to move forward in your life, you can find me on Facebook at the Laura Longley Show, on Twitter, Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always the lauralongleyshow.com. There have been many insightful guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at the lauralongleyshow.com and get some of the great information that those guests have shared in the past. Or you can get written transcripts of the show by signing up for my weekly newsletter, again, at the lauralongleyshow.com. Anyway, earlier in the show, I was talking about how getting ready to move has really highlighted my quote-unquote fault of procrastination. And I also shared that over the years, I've actually come to see my procrastination as a gift. And I want to share with you how that showed up for me and how I kind of moderated the procrastination. So where I really noticed it was when I was in school. I was one of those people that if you had a term paper, I never started working on it until the week before it was done, where my cohorts were all semester long working on it. And when I went back to school 7 years ago to get my degree in counseling, that was going on too. People were studying for oral exams 6 months before the exams, where I started like 1 month before the exams. And what I learned from that is that it's always fine. I always do just fine, and that it works for me. That is what works best for me, is to wait until the last minute. And again, it showed up for me when I was studying to take the exam to become a licensed mental health counselor. I went to a review class on Friday. I was taking the exam on Monday, went to this review class on Friday to prepare for the exam, and there were probably 40 or 50 people there at the review class, and the instructor is asking people to say when they're taking the exam, and people are taking an exam in 2 or 3 or 6 months, and I'm taking it in 3 days, and I started getting really nervous. It was like, oh my God, am I crazy, or did I really misunderstand this? Well, as it turned out, this is just the way that I work. I do best when I wait till the last minute to study for things, and I did fine. I passed with flying colors, and so for me, that just really solidified that procrastination is not a fault. It's just a different way of doing things than what our society tells us is the best way or the better way. And so the gift of it for me was that I didn't spend all semester thinking about this thing that was coming up in 6 months or 4 months. I waited until the time where it really was the time to be doing it. And the thing I learned was that I had to let go of worrying about the fact that I hadn't done it yet. And I think that my worry was always based upon the fact that other people expected me to already be studying, and I wasn't. So once I got to where I realized, wait, this works for me. I always do fine. I always pass all my classes. I don't need to be doing it 6 months in advance in order for it to turn out well. Then I could let go of worrying about it. And the other piece that was really important for me was what Alan and I kind of talked about early in the show, was about setting a deadline. Because if I don't have a deadline, I'm not going to do it. So setting a real deadline by which it has to be done. So I would do things like, as I was clearing out my house, I would make an appointment for a charity to come and pick up all the stuff that I was going to donate. Then that forced me to go through and decide what I was going to donate. So I learned how to kind of moderate the thing that could have been considered to be a fault. So for our light bulb moment, let's talk about, for you, what is there anything that you consider to be a fault or a weakness that in reality is a gift for you? And you can look at, are there ways of doing things that you have that you maybe feel embarrassed about, or that society tells us is not the right way to do it? Or maybe you've tried many times to do it the quote-unquote right way, the society's right way, but you can't. You are unsuccessful at making that change, then I would say that this is one of those things where it's really a gift for you. So look at that thing, and maybe it's that maybe you're a procrastinator like me, or maybe you are someone who is always late, which frankly I have to tell you is annoying to me when I'm not. But anyway, so look for what the gift is in it. If it's something that you really are unable to change and really, in the end, is something that works for you, so find the gift. Then also look for, what are some changes you can make that will really help you fully embrace that fault or weakness? Like for me, setting deadlines helped me to truly embrace being a procrastinator. So that's our light bulb moment for this week. Now, here are some announcements that I want to make sure that you know about. And the number one thing is, I want to tell you about who my guest is going to be on Monday, because I'm so excited about this guest. On Monday's show, which is at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to have Byron Katie. And I know that her work, what she calls the work, many, many people know about and have used very successfully to help shift their lives. And so I'm really excited that we're going to have her on the show on Monday. And the other piece of that is, I just want to remind you that now we're doing the Monday show every Monday, and that will be every Monday except for second Monday, but I'm still saying every Monday. And if you want to find out who's coming up either on Monday's shows or Tuesday's shows, then sign up for the newsletter. I send it out every week, and I also send reminders to you the day of the show so that you don't forget. Kind of an aside, I started doing posting all of the audio archives on Blog Talk Radio, so you can sign up for the RSS feed there, and you get all of the episodes there as well. And last but not least, I would love to get your suggestions for who you would like to have on the show, because it's an ongoing, I don't want to say challenge because it's fun, but I'm always wanting to come up with new and exciting people that you want to hear. And so getting your input would be great. You can email me, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Alan Klein, for sharing all this great information about humor and laughter and ways to lighten up in our lives, starting with setting the intention. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, as I said, we'll be having Byron Katie, and I hope that you'll be able to tune in for that very special show. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.